Monday, January 16th. We're going to be having events in Northampton from 9 o'clock in the morning to 8 o'clock at night, beginning with the Sojourner Truth walking tour that's going to take place in Florence. It's a walking tour of historical sites in that community, particularly sites that were on the Underground Railroad. After that, at 10 o'clock, there's going to be a children's MLK Junior celebration at the Jackson Street School in Northampton on Jackson Street, 120 Jackson Street. And then from 1 o'clock to 5 o'clock in downtown Northampton at various locations, there's going to be a series of social justice workshops from issues of the Standing Rock Dakota Access Pipeline to a number of films that are going to be screened with discussions afterwards, climate action panels, and so on. And those are going to take place from 1 to 5 at different places in downtown Northampton. And the conclusion of the day is going to be at 6 p.m. at First Churches in Northampton. That's 129 Main Street. It's an MLK sing-along celebration. It's going to feature Evelyn Harris, who's a prominent singer in the area, as well as a number of community choruses.
And all of these events, I assume, are free of charge and open to the public.
It's a huge community event that we take a lot of pride in helping to put on every year, and I think this year is going to be a very popular one and a popular event this year. So everybody should come on down.
And you have a mixture here of both observing and celebrating African-American history and also promoting current-day activism. Is that a fair description?
Yes, every year we take some theme from Dr. King's life and his legacy, and we run with it. And this year, the overarching theme of all the work that we're doing is we shall resist, and how we shall resist. There's the musical components of it, and there's the walking tour, which is a historical component. The workshops are really geared toward what people can do, particularly in the upcoming year and several years ahead of us, to push back and to sort of honor the traditions of civil disobedience and direct action that were the legacy of Dr. King.
So this theme was chosen specifically because this observance also coincides with the beginning of Inauguration Week, and on Friday we'll have a new president.
We did not pick the timing. It wasn't our choice. This is where MLK Day fell this year. But to that point, we will have one workshop, which is all about the Women's March on D.C. It's an information session about what's going on, if you're going to be in D.C., where to go, if you want to go to Boston, if you want to be here locally in Western Massachusetts, what are the options that you have to participate on Inauguration Day, or the day after, I should say, Inauguration Day. And it's not so much about the individual who's going to be the president, but also the tone and the tenor of politics and the sort of system of political rhetoric that that was engendered over the past year, and the things that we have to address as, engaged citizens and activist residents in the coming months and the coming years ahead of us.
And so what are some of those major issues that you're going to be underscoring on Monday?
There's the issue for immigrant and worker justice. We're going to have a panel put on, workshop put on by the Pioneer Valley Worker Center. There's going to be the issue of climate, as I mentioned, climate change and what do we do regarding climate change. The issue of, Guantanamo Bay, which we had hoped that by this point would be closed, but there's proposals to double and triple and make multiple versions of the current prison in Cuba. There's going to be a panel, a short panel workshop about that. It runs the gamut. Criminal legal system and how it should be reformed or what we can do about it. That's another workshop that's happening. There's it really runs the political gamut.
Jeff, thank you very much. Oh, I should we should add people who want more information. There's a schedule of events, and they can look that up on your website.
Yes, our website is afscwm.org. It stands for the American Friends Service Committee of Western Massachusetts, afscwm.org. And we're also on Facebook. And if you're in downtown Northampton on Monday, you will see indications of the workshops that are going on. And we'll have volunteers with schedules for the workshops and flyers for all the stuff that's happening over the course of the day.